Thanks for tuning in to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. We've got lots going on this Friday. We've got the Chicago Cubs, their first World Series game since 71 years, since 1945, right? We're also going to be talking about Senator Kirk and Tammy Duckworth's debate yesterday evening. Some racially charged statements by Senator Kirk making national headlines today. The reporter who asked those questions, Shorta Abadea, is going to be joining us. But first, let's go to Chicago and to Wrigley Field. If you want a ticket for one of this weekend's World Series games, you better be ready to dig deep into your wallet. If the Cubs win tonight and tomorrow night, that sets up a possible World Series clinching game on Sunday night. Their first in 108 years, tickets for the game are going for an average of $3,550. That's according to yesterday evening's last time we checked on prices. We're joined now by Danny Ecker. He covers the business of Chicago sports for Crane Chicago Business. He's on the line with us from Chicago. Hey, Danny, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So I saw some pictures on Twitter of bars already full at 7:30 this morning in Chicago. What's the atmosphere like? Has everybody taken the day off? Is everybody at the bar?
I think people are just very impatiently counting down the minutes, the hours here until they can get out and go, you know, watch this thing. It's must-see TV. Some of the Mike and Mike, the ESPN national radio show, is broadcasting from the Cubby Bear this morning at 5 a.m., so that's why there was a crowd out there. I think a lot of people who live in Wrigleyville might have been woken up by the news choppers flying overhead at 5 a.m., so it's about as big as it gets of a sports day here in the city.
And so not only the bars full, we've seen bars charging an incredible amount just to get in to watch the game on TV. How high of cover charges are you seeing in Wrigleyville right now?
You know, I think some of the cover charges to get in, I think I saw was as high as $300. You know, there were a lot that were $100, $200. I mean, these are ones that are right by the stadium. And then there are some that are a lot lower than that. There's a lot of really expensive bar packages that a lot of these bars are promoting. But, you know, really what we saw for the Game 6 clincher in the NLCS was lines that were 70, 80, 100 people long, and that was an hour before the game, and people, you know, there weren't any covers, but people were just waiting in line for some reason to get in because they weren't going to get in. So I think this is kind of one of those ways that the bars, at least on Clark Street near the stadium, are trying to capitalize on this, and rightfully so. I mean, this is about as hot as it gets, and, you know, with demand this high, you know, you're able to make a bunch of money on it.
Mm-hmm. What are brands like Miller Lite doing to win over Cubs fans? I imagine this is also a great brand opportunity for a lot of companies.
Well, right. And so Miller's a really interesting case. So Miller, if you didn't know any better, you would think that Miller has some sort of partnership with the Cubs. They don't at all. The Cubs have a giant Budweiser sign in right field, as many people know, and they're a really, really high-paying sponsor of the team. But Miller has done an interesting job all around the city this month with his campaign that you know, uses, you know, wording like it's our year, history starts now. There's images of bricks and ivy and a generic baseball player. You know, you can't help but make the connection with the Cubs, but there's no mention of Cubs or the blue W or any of the, you know, Cubs trademarks. And so it's kind of one of those interesting ways that you see companies that are not affiliated with the team in any official way try to get some splash of the goodwill, so to speak, and make sure that they're part of this party as well. So it kind of actually makes a challenge. I mean, that's on a big level, and then there's a challenge for those like Budweiser and other official team partners that, you know, pay six, seven figures a year for the right to use the Cubs trademarks in their promotions, and they're the ones that it's really on them to try to make sure that it's kind of unequivocal in the market we are the official partners and we get to act like it.
So everybody's making money off of this, right, Danny? So we're not talking about the brands, the bars. What about all the people in the neighborhood? We were looking this morning on Airbnb. I saw a private room down the street from Wrigley, someone renting a room for $750 a night. How much are people and from kind of just the standard Wrigleyville resident, how much are they cashing in on this too? I guess maybe even all across the city, right, Danny?
Yeah. Well, and especially, I mean, it's funny when you talk about the economic impact of this whole thing, it really is so much more focused on the north side than it is, you know, at hotels around the city. I mean, this is such a, you know, for residents in the area, you know, the parking prices, if they want to rent out their spots, over the next, you know, couple nights are exorbitant. You know, they're two, maybe even three times as much as they would get during the regular season.
So what is that, about $75 then for a space?
Yeah,
right?
Something in that range. And, you know, and you've got, you know, maybe adding to the fact, adding to that is the fact that the city is shutting down so many of the streets around Wrigley to parking. So, you know, it even limits the parking options even further. Although you kind of have to be a little nuts to drive to anywhere near Wrigley Field over the next three nights. So, you know, there's the parking aspect, and then the Airbnb. I mean, it's kind of one of those ways that because there's this dearth of hotels in the area, which the Cubs are trying to change now since they're building their own across the street from the ballpark, a lot of these residents are able to put their places on Airbnb. The company said that they saw a pretty substantial increase in just the number of new listings in the area over the past, you know, from this month compared to last month. People just trying to see what they can get, and obviously they're getting some really high prices.
And Danny, I wonder then also just bigger sort of the merchandise story for the team in terms of how much money they can make. I don't know how much merchandise sales will be a cut going back to the Cubs versus the MLB. I was in Chicago this weekend and I was at one of the stores on Michigan Avenue around 10 o'clock when they opened, just kind of one of the big Cubs stores right before Millennium Park. And people were kind of just like running in going, where are the shirts? And everybody wanted to buy. And I mean, that's even, we have stories of that happening. People outside Dick's Sporting Goods in Champaign across the state as soon as they opened on Sunday with people wanting to buy World Series gear. How much is that going to have an impact, do you think? Is that going to be significant enough that the Cubs are going to notice that revenue?
Yeah, it's absolutely a really nice piece of revenue for the team. You know, the Blackhawks have enjoyed this, obviously, in the last few years where people just you know, going nuts to try to get their hands on any sort of merch they can get. It's a near-term spike, I would say, for the team. You know, in the grand scheme of things, it's kind of one of those things that they get for a month or so, where there's a unlimited almost demand for anything that has to do with the Cubs and World Series, especially given how historic this is. But you know, the merchandise, it really pales in comparison to the value that the Cubs get from competing in a World Series and obviously potentially winning a World Series over the long term when it comes to sort of this validation of their brand, that, you know, brands that want to be associated with a team that has won a championship have to pay premium rates. And the Cubs, I mean, the funny thing is that they've been selling, you know, this storyline for a while, and that has helped in merchandise sales too. I mean, you look at the most popular jerseys at the official MLB shop all season long were Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, and Jake Arrieta was up there. I mean, this is something that the Cubs have really been capitalizing on for most of this year, and now it's kind of reaching a fever pitch for the team, where you've got people that maybe were casual fans that want to be on the bandwagon, and they're willing to pay a lot of money to get a jersey or a shirt, or, you know, to put their, you know, put clothes on their dog that are Cubs, you know, Cubs related.
I've seen a lot of those too. Oh, well, thanks for joining us. Danny Ecker covers the business of Chicago sports for Crane Chicago Business. We'll tweet out more of Danny's stories on this if you follow us at 21ST Show. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks a lot.
We've been talking about the Cubs and playing Cubs theme music all week. We wanted to take a listen to Eddie Vedder's song "Go All the Way," headed into tonight's game. Maybe this weekend they will.
Heroes in blue, give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go.